I am so sorry. Oh boy. It's my first live. I had to learn how to do it. Welcome, everyone. Happy Wednesday. This is Tammy Dennis, and I'm coming to you live, trying to learn all that I need to learn about this live session. Since this is my first live, not scripted, so God bless everyone out there. I'm going to give some people time to log on. And I just want to say that most of you who have been following us all summer, those that are on the WhatsApp, we thank you so much for just the opportunity to come before you in that medium. Hebrews 11:1 states, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." I just want to take a moment of time out to express my heartfelt love and gratitude to the people on Facebook. I love you all. The people that were on the WhatsApp, even those that are out of the country of the United States of America, down in South and Central America, we love you. God bless you. Those that are in Ireland, I pointed out on the previous audio, there are a number of countries that follow us. Those that are from Africa, thank you. And I just want to say how much of an impact I think that the prayers have made. If we have background noise, I am so sorry if that is just too much in your ears at this current time. I am live and at home, so I just wanted to come on, and I hope that those that are following me on Facebook are able to come into the room at this current hour and be so filled with joy, love, and light. And so, yes, I want to say that our summer of prayers was a major impact. I had started out with the decrees, and I started out with the prayers at first, but then I went and I started saying to myself, well, with prayers, we have to have guidance with the prayers, right? And so you guys know I'm a researcher, so I'm researching all day long, right? And with that, what has happened with most of the content in which I researched was coming out of the continent of Asia, coming out of the continent of Africa, and just blending all of those into what you experienced during the summer months of the summer series of prayers. And I am just a fun-filled person that loves digging deep and going into areas that the normal doctrinated churches do not delve deep into. And that has always been me. Anybody that will tell you that knows me knows that I'm going to dig a little bit deeper to try to understand what that individual is saying. And so I'm going online or I'm going deep in the books and at the library. I'm researching. That's me all day long. And I just want to enlighten some people out there with exploration, because it starts with you. It starts with you not being that one that sits in the churches and just receives from what the pastors, the gurus, the manus, the imams, whatever that they say. Okay? What Destiny, the Open Door in Our Spiritual Life teachings teaches you is that you yourself are so very special to this planet that in that way, in that resolve, what you must do is be your own source, your own guidance. And how do we do that? We must tap into our God self. We must tap into that which God has given us the ability to use, which is what? Our minds, right? Yes. And so we are exploring the self. You will never hear me get on anyone, right? No, that's not me, because guess what? I acknowledge you and I accept you as the gods and goddesses of this planet that you are so deserving to be. And so you will never hear me chastising you. You will never hear me in a negative light speaking ill to you. What I am filling you with is the light. And what is light? Light is information. Light is a holistic way of living. Light is the sun. Light is the illumination of the moon. Light is the stars in the sky. Light is you. Light is me. And so we must honor and respect each other. And so you're not going to hear me like most of these different ones do with their streams. I don't know. The churches that are filled with pastors and the different ones that are just letting you know in that resolve how they teach. No, that's not coming from me. I don't want to do that. What I am trying to do is build your character. I am building you into what? The magnificence that you are as a human being. And so my content just expresses how to get there. And so I hope that in that way that all of you were filled with the essence of God, because you each are God in action on the planet. God individualized himself. What did he do? He hid himself in each one of us. And so we must bring that out. How do we bring that out, Tammy? How do we bring it out? Well, since I was a little girl, right? I'm in my 50s now. Since I was a little girl, the pastors always talked about God is on the inside of you, right? Okay, I want to know about God inside me. So I used to always be filled with, you know, wanting to learn about that. But they quickly went by that. It was like a car driving by you. And so with that, I was leaving the churches unfulfilled, right? I was leaving the church unfulfilled because they were not tapping into that source that was missing. And so I left a lot of churches in that way. And I think by the time I was in my mid-20s, I was going through something very dark. And I asked God please give me that which I need so that I am able to not only bless myself, but bless the entire planet. And God, from the time I was in my mid-20s all the way up until now, because what God does, God just don't, you know, come down like a bolt of lightning and bam, you have the information. No, what does God do? God takes you on this journey of exploration, exploring thyself. Yes. And so with that, I think that in that way, you don't leave here quickly. Okay, because if God gave me all of what I needed back in my mid-20s to now, in a flashbulb, I wouldn't be here on this planet. No, none of us would, because that had to take, all of those years had to take developing thyself. And I'm not trying to say that those that are in your 40s and your 30s is going to take a lifetime to get here. No. What I am telling you is that each one individually has the Christ light within. You must tap into the Christ light within you, right? And it's like a human computer that jump starts, right? Just like you jump start in your car. All right. So that battery is charged. And guess what's going to happen? That human computer is going to scan every ounce of you from the time you were first conceived all the way up until your present day. And I don't know how old you are, right? Everything you ever wanted to do in life, everything you thought was finished, everything that you explored and then quit, you know how we quit sometimes. We don't know and we don't want to go into because we're scared and people are telling us not to do this. People are telling us not to do that. No, that's not your vision. This is. No, stick in your lane, you know, stay there. And that's it, right? Everything you wanted to do when you were in your teens, you know, the magnificence of God is this. He goes back on those things. And it's like you are baby stepping exactly what it is that you were not able to do, right? He's testing you. Because like I said, this is an exploration of the self. And so God is putting you in situations just like a baby has to explore, right? Okay, you're exploring a new life, a new way of being. And you have to feed yourself, okay? Just like manna from heaven. What is the feeding of thyself? It is giving thyself principles of life each day. What are the principles of life? The principles of life are the affirmations, are the decrees, you know? And one of the books I will let you know that I started out with was A Burst of Energy for me. And some of you may look at it as boring, but this book, The Magic Presence. Oh man, from the Saint Germain Foundation. I read and I got stimulated by that book because it's like a child going on a journey with the self and opening up new eyes, you know, and exploring everything about life that is interesting in a new way, right? Yes. And so you're going to go through the ups and downs, but I don't think you'll have so many downs because mighty I Am Presence, which is your Christ light within you, is representing what? God above. And so God above in heaven is coming down through your mighty I Am presence, which mighty I Am presence sits about 9 inches in diameter above your head. Okay, some of you notice as Jesus having a crown in all of these different photos, and he has this bright light emanating from the circumference of the head. Mother Mary has this circumference of the head. Well, guess what? Once you activate your mighty I Am presence, which is the Christ light within you, that is the God source within. That is the God source that the pastors of old said was in you, okay? Well, if it's in you, guess what you're going to do? Activate it to bring it out. And that's all I've been doing this entire time, is bringing that out. And so like a baby, you're going on an exploration of the self. And what I want you to understand is this. Once you enlighten us with your activation of the self, all right? The masters of light are so happy. It's like having all the angels in your area come visit you. Right? How are you going to know that heaven has arrived once you activate yourself? Oh my gosh, I will tell you a little story. And I don't want to take too much time, but I get so excited talking about presence. All right, how are you going to know that the heavens have arrived? Well, the heavens show up through the trees. When you see the trees dancing while you're going out for a walk, and they speaking to you, and you don't understand that this tree is swaying back and forth, because guess what? The angel of life is in those trees saying hello. The skies open up, right? The skies open up because the air silks of the air, that is the air element, they come and they glisten across the skies with these air seals in formation, all right? Some of you that have taken a look at some of my previous videos will see that the air seals are in a formation just dancing in the skies. And you just looking up at the sky trying to figure out, hey, what is that? That's unusual. Guess what? The heavens are trying to let you know that you have arrived. And they are welcoming you into this great construct, which is you. You are who you have been waiting for all your life. And God presence is you being representative of God above. You are God in action on this planet. And if you are a female, you are the goddess in action on this blessed planet. And you will go through, because this is when the heavens will come. And as I was talking about the human computer being able to examine you, right? Examining all of what you could do, and then outputting what? That which you are capable of doing. And some of you aren't going to receive this, and I understand that, because you're probably looking at the podcast right now saying, what is she talking about? What is this God presence? What is this I Am? Oh my goodness. Well, I Am is just the ability to know that God is ever present within you. It is God on the inside of you. you representing God each and every day. If you knew this when you were younger, what would you have done with thyself? I think by now you would be a walking representative of God. So what is it about God that you are going to represent today? How is it going to manifest into your reality of what you know right now to be? Your life and all of its splendor is welcoming that God presence within. And when I speak about the masters of light, the cosmic beings, the Elohim, the archangels, the Archeis, and the Lady Compliments, all of these beings are at different tiers in heaven. It's like 352 levels to get to God up in heaven. And what I teach you is probably the first ray through the seventh to eighth ray. So you have all of those many steps to reach God above, right? So the first ray in my teachings, I talk about the first ray. Well, who is representative of this first ray? The Chohans of the light, right? Who are the Chohans, Tammy? The Maha Chohan is the representative that is this beautiful essence of directing the Chohans of the race. They have walked this planet before, like you and I, right? And they mastered their Christ light, right? So when you look at Jesus Christ, he mastered that. When you look at Gautama Buddha, he mastered that I am presence within. When you look at Kuthumi and all these great beings that have walked this planet before, showing us how to do this. I really don't know in this century or this decade, the significance of the theological society. But if you reference that, you will begin to see Helena Blavatsky, I think, was the one that started that society, trying to influence the spiritualists at that current time. And I think those were back in the 1700s or 1800s. And as I reflect on her teachings, it was like a brilliant light bulb that just clicked. And those of you who have been thirsting for some other type of guidance, I want you to go to the Saint Germain Foundation. They offer the books on the Great I Am Presence. Another institution is the Summit Lighthouse that talks about and reference these great books on Mighty I Am Presence. That is the Christ light within. And I call it the Christ light because I was looking for this light all the way, like I said, when I was a kid. I'm sitting in the church with my parents, my brothers, trying to understand the service. And every single time the pastor would point out, God is within you. You know, that's something to a little child who does not understand a whole lot. If they're talking about God is within me, What am I representing right now? I must be representing God. So I tried to live my life representing God, right? I tried to influence myself as a little kid, not even understanding, right? But as time went on and the challenges came for me, right? I started to grow, teenager to adulthood. Those were the years that really stuck with me and made me see that there was something more than what the pastor was saying. If God is on the inside, where is this God? You know, it is me. I'm representing God above. I am that extenuation of God right now. You guys don't hear me talking, but I will tell you that this is some excitement. And I just want you to not just take my word, right? A lot of you out there are some of you who sit in those pews at the church or in your temples, at the mosque and synagogues, and you don't explore. You just accept what the preacher, the pastor, the imams, the priests say. And that's it. And you go on about your day. You go on about your life unfulfilled. What is going to fulfill you is this. You need food to nourish your soul. And so, how do we get there? I'm trying to show you the way. Come to www.destinytheopendoor.com/articles. Learn about the teachings of these great and mighty beings of light. Learn about your Christ self within. Okay, I always talk about the three higher bodies of man and woman. It is the electronic body, which is the great I am, the Holy Christ self, and your causal body. That is the extenuation that is up in heaven waiting for you. And the four lower bodies of man, right, and woman, are the physical, mental, emotional, and etheric spiritual body, right? And so we're working in conjunction on the earth to meet that which is the electronic body, which is our I am presence. Okay? And we need to operate in that regard, because each master shows us. Each master shows us how to work on ourselves. Okay? So let's say the first ray, like I was telling you, the first ray deals with the Chohan El Moria. And the God qualities of El Moria's ray, which is the blue ray, okay? The blue ray is the first ray, which has the God qualities of faith, protection, the will of God, and perfection. So those four qualities is what the Master El Moria is working in conjunction to get us all aligned with our Christ self. The second ray is Lanto, the beloved Lanto. And he deals with the God qualities of wisdom, the God qualities of education, and the God quality of illumination. So he offers the planet those three, along with some others. And those are the brothers of the golden robe who are going to get you straight with wisdom and information and all of that, which is education. They are going to, how can I put it? These great masters of light on the second ray, I didn't have a lot of money. And each time I needed to learn something new, they would instantly go into action, allowing for me to learn this information that I didn't have to pay for, be it in a seminar, an online conference, an in-person conference, a lecture, whatever it is that I wanted to do and I didn't have the money for, these Masters of Light knew I needed that material. I needed that information. And guess what? The doors were open. I didn't have to pay for it. And that's how the heavens work. They align themselves up so that you are on that specific journey throughout life, trying to prepare you for your ascension. The third ray represents love, adoration, and devotion, coming from Paul the Venetian, who is the Chohan of the third ray. And those are the God qualities: God love, God adoration, and God devotion. And the fourth ray is my beloved Serapis Bey. I love Serapis Bey. I love El Moria, because these are the two that are working in conjunction with all of heaven to get you aligned. And what does Serapis Bey offer us? He offers us purification, because you have to be whole. Your soul must be purified, okay? Oh, man, when I think of Serapis Bey, I think of water, crystal clear. And so Serapis Bey offers us the purification that's necessary for our four lower body systems. Remember, I said the four lower body systems are what? Your mental body has to be purified. The emotional body must be purified. Your mental, emotional, physical, and etheric body must be purified, right? In order for you to do what? To make the ascension on earth and in heaven, all right? So that ascension, if you look up ascension, that's all you're going to know about is Serapis Bey. You look up ascension, the ascension temple, you're going to see Serapis Bey, okay? Because he is the director of that ascension process. And so we don't talk about the ascension in church. Why? Because it was taken away from us. We didn't know a thing. And since they didn't have that, I don't even know if it's in the Bible, but the ascension was removed. That process of the ascension was not there any longer. And so they wanted to dumb us down and not allow for us to see that we must work on ourselves. And the fifth ray deals with the Master Hilarion. What does the Chohan Hilarion do? He offers the planet the God qualities of healing, the supply of God of a thousand suns. He also deals with truth, the truth of God. And what else does he offer the planet? The contemplation of thyself. So those are the God qualities that the Master Hilarion, those on the fifth ray tier of heaven, offer the planet. The sixth ray deals with what? Lady Master Nada. She ushers in the peace. Jesus Christ was in this office too, but he went on to be the world teacher and help in that regard too. So Lady Nada is now letting us know on the sixth ray tier of heaven the God qualities of peace, the God qualities of ministration and service to the planet. And the seventh ray deals with what? The Saint Germain, who is the Chohan of the seventh ray. And he offers the God qualities of forgiveness, mercy, transmutation. He deals in alchemy. He's the alchemical specialist that turned what was it? The alchemical process of gold, I think, melted down for Saint Germain. And so in that alchemical process, and also Jesus Christ turning the water into wine, all of these are alchemical processes, right? And so Saint Germain deals with change. And this is the dispensation, the seventh dispensation of the earth, wherein change is upon us. Why? You see the change happening throughout the entire globe right now. And guess what? Saint Germain is in position right now to help the entire planet through the changes that you see happening within your internal body and also the earth. Because what the earth is going through, the humans and all of life on the planet is also going through. And so we are all going through a transition right now in our internal body. All right. And so Saint Germain is working on us and those qualities of transmutation, transfiguration, like Jesus went through that transfiguration process. And he's also working on us in that forgiveness area. We must forgive ourselves, especially ourselves. And we must forgive others for all that they have done to us. And also having the mercies of God come down. The grace and mercies each day. And so you reach up to this great and mighty being as he is offering all of the planet, all of the humans, the entire planetary structure, the forgiveness ray. We go through our forgiveness declarations and all of my content. Why? Because that is most important. And so I just want you all to know that this is what I do. I've done this, gosh, for the last 30 plus years, okay? And I am in my 50s now, and there is going to be such a magnificence that is coming out of Destiny, the open door. I have builded up this momentum of a dream to have happened to Destiny, the open door in our spiritual life teachings. That in a few, I'm going to say this year, if not next year, you will see the workings behind the scenes of Destiny. Because God has not failed me, and God will never fail you. You must always understand and know that God is offering each individual on this blessed planet the ability to love thyself. You must love yourself enough to know that you have that Christ light on the inside of you. And you know what? I don't even want, because you guys are going to get me crying in a second, but I will say this. I don't even want you to stop going to your services. If you go to the mosque, to the synagogues, to the temples, to the churches, keep doing it. All I want you to do is learn about your Christ light within, okay? Promise me that you all will go and just learn about your Christ light, because you must have the ability to start to see that even though you may have the ministers, the preachers, the priests, the imams, all of these magnificent leadership inside of these churches and mosques and temples and all of these different ones, I am not Debbie Downing what they do. That is not me. But what I want you to start to understand is that once you look at yourself, you pay attention to yourself, and you start to question yourself. Do I love myself enough to give in to this Christ light, which is the great I am presence within me? When you start to do that, all you're going to do from there, and I walk you through this. I want you to activate your Christ light within. Go to destinytheopendoor.com. Scroll down to where it has the search bar and type in the search activation. Then go down to the article that has activation on there. Okay? And that is how you activate your Christ light. I don't have enough time to do all of that. I didn't even want to take this much time up. But this is what our prayers for the summer was all about. I just wanted to give you some of the spiritual guidance coming out of Asia, Africa, even the United States with Saint Germain Foundation, and how they offered to us. Guy W. Ballard and his wife Edna offered the planet back in the 1930s a dose of life, and they tried to shut him up. Anything about light, okay? They will try to squash. Why? Because the darkness filled the planet. The darkness took it away. So we were lost. You know, the children of Israel, we lost. We just wandering out there, you know, trying to find ourselves. And so we got to come back to what this whole entire construct was. What was it that we were supposed to do when we came out of our mother's wombs? We were supposed to find ourselves. And how do we get there? We were supposed to go into this great self of us, the God self. Our mothers, our fathers were supposed to teach us this like Joseph and Mary taught Jesus. When Jesus was a small child, what did Mary teach him? What did Joseph teach him? When he scraped his knees, most kids would just cry. What did Mother Mary teach Jesus? She taught him to look at himself, right? And go inside of himself and not concentrate on the hurt. Concentrate on that which is healing, all healing, right? Yes. And so Jesus, when he was a little child, was taught to heal thyself. He went inside of himself. What is that? What is that that I'm asking? I'm saying Jesus Christ meditated on that hurt. And so all you see, each time he scraped himself, he scraped his knees, you know, fell. Most kids today, what do? We, you know, cry about it. No, Mother Mary and Joseph was teaching Jesus how to go within. Yes, this is very powerful because we must teach our kids the same principles. All right. Meditation is the key. And some of the churches that I grew up in, they said meditation was bad. Yes, they did. Meditation is bad. Well, I'm here to tell you, for the last 30 years, that's all I did. I meditated while eating. I meditated while sleeping. I meditated while I was walking in the park. I meditated on the train. I meditated wherever. Okay? And I want you to do the same, because that is getting in touch with the self, getting in touch with your mighty I Am presence, going inward and saying, I am all light. I am all love. I am ever present. I am healed. Those of you who are sick, I am healed. I am healing. I am all healed. You have to speak life into yourself. Matthew 17:20 states, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you or for you. Nothing. I always say, move, mountain, mountain, get out of my way. And so on today, please be that which is God presence on the inside. I'm talking to each one's mighty I Am presence right now. I am is always active. I am is always alert. And I am the one who will always be ever present and in love with the self. Mighty I Am presence, thank you for being in my life, a part of my life. I am so sorry. Please forgive me for not recognizing my excellence. I would like to honor thyself for change, because no one else is honoring me but me. I do for this one, I do for that one, I do for the other. No one is honoring me and myself. Please, mighty I Am presence, fulfill me. Fill my cup till it's overflowing. Fill my cup right now, this instant and today, so that I may be an instrument for someone else along their path of life and light. I thank you all for just listening to me on today. This is Tammy Dennis with Destiny, the Open Door, and our spiritual life teachings signing off. I hope that you all will continue on in that resolve to either go out to the website, read the content of Destiny. I will be back on probably, I'm going to say in the next 2 weeks. I don't know for sure when, but right now I got the video series going on where I just create my videos on the YouTube and give you those affirmations. I give you scriptures. I give you, you know, the spiritual content through the videos. And we are going into our 7 sacred weeks in November to December time frame, going into, I think, January on the 7 sacred weeks. And that's where we will be learning about the Masters of Light. And so just go to destinytheopendoor.com/articles, and you will see, you will know about our content. If you want to learn a whole lot more in depth with the Christ Light Within, order some books from Saint Germain Press Foundation and start your journey with the mighty I Am presence. I thank you so much for listening to me. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Sabio. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Adonai, dear Destiny, the open endure. God bless you all. Namaste. Peace be with you and upon you. Love and light to you all. Almighty I am. Almighty I am. Almighty I am. Please like, please share, and please come back. I love you all. God bless you and love and light to you.